and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows, you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
They do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Just anticipating the things that she never, 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 never possesses yet. But while she's there waiting without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no. She has her grief and her care. Yeah, yeah. But soft words, they all spoke so gentle. It makes it easier. They never forget it. Love is their only happiness. But it is so easy. All you gotta do is try a little tenderness. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Squeeze up.
That was Try a Little Tenderness by The Commitments. Before that was These Boots Are Made for Walkin' by Nancy Sinatra. Why was that song picked? I have an idea, but I'm not quite sure.
Oh, well, it seems to be your go-to karaoke
song. That's exactly
song.
What I thought it was going to be. Yeah. I was like, I have a feeling it's something to do with the karaoke.
We have a tradition every Christmas night. We go down to the basement and karaoke time it is. And this is Erin likes to do a little performance for us.
I have two go-tos. It's either Boots by Nancy Sinatra or it's our duet, which we always end up doing.
I thought about putting the duet on there, but it's quite long.
It is very long. It's Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meatloaf off of Bat Out of Hell. And then before Nancy Sinatra, it was Florence and the Machine with Kiss with a Fist, which I... Did you show me that song? I can't quite remember.
Yeah, I introduced you to that song.
Yeah.
But it was more about the feminism that you were going on to at the time, so...
Yeah. And then before that was Sweet Transvestite by Tim Curry from the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack, which, Mom, you showed me that movie.
I did.
You did, yes. And it changed the trajectory of my life forever.
You do like the theater?
I do.
For having to pick between that and The Sound of Music, which I know is another one of your favorites.
It is. It's the favorite, I would say.
The heels are alive, so you're welcome.
Yes, my favorite two musicals would be Rocky Horror Picture Show and The Sound of Music, which are vastly different, I think.
But two greats.
Speaks to how multifaceted my personality is. And then before that, we started with Free by the Martinis off of the Empire Records soundtrack, my favorite movie.
Don't forget about Rick's Magic.
Don't. When is it? I think March, right? March of every year, I think. Not quite sure, but I do always get posts of it on my social media, and I celebrate. But yeah, if you're taking anything away from today's show, it would definitely be go check out Empire Records. Like I said, just really feel good movie. Fantastic soundtrack.
The Commitments would be a good one.
And The Commitments, yeah.
Absolutely.
April. Oh, I was close. And The Commitments, which I have Boots by Nancy Sinatra and The Commitments on vinyl, and I have The Commitments CD. It was still wrapped in plastic when I took it, so I think it's mine. Up next is Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks. Why this one? Is this just a placeholder in the playlist? So we were moving into young adulthood?
Yeah, I think so. I think there was a time that you really went to Fleetwood and Stevie Nicks. So, and who doesn't love Stevie Nicks?
I think my first introduction to this song would be the School of Rock. School of Rock soundtrack. Yeah, when the principal lets loose a little in the bar. And then I think the other Stevie Nicks song that I remember hearing for the first time was in Jack Frost, the Michael Keaton movie, would be Landslide. Yeah. It was my first introduction to Stevie Nicks that I can remember, I think. It's a common theme of movies here, I think. We're a big music and movie household. This is Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks. Actually, did you almost go see Fleetwood back when they came? Quite a few years ago before it got cancelled.
Yeah, they cancelled it, so we never got it. And it's very similar to the Cranberries, unfortunately. We had tickets to go to the Cranberries. And,
Unfortunately, yeah. A couple of days before Dolores passed away in Montreal, right? Yeah, very, very unfortunate circumstances. Perhaps Toronto is just a little cursed there. And then after Stevie Nicks is Depeche Mode, and I was really, really curious. I don't see the rationale behind picking this song out of all of the Depeche Mode songs. Why this one? Who picked it?
I picked it.
Why this one?
Well, I thought it was one of the songs that you liked to play, and
so
do a lot of driving.
Maybe. I was going to say, I was like, I'm going to say it's the symbolism of when you handed over the car keys to me. the car that I was promised at 16 and got when I was 19, I think.
Yep.
No behind the wheel, but we fortunately got to go see Depeche Mode. Well, I fortunately got to go see Depeche Mode last November or December. I think very, very lucky. You've seen them before, right? Before last year?
I have, many years ago.
Yeah, you may have seen them in South Africa.
In South Africa, they came out to play. Yes.
Yeah. No, I was very, very lucky, I think, for someone my age.
Lucky to see them again.
Right? To have gone to see them. Yeah, but I remember the encore, a little embarrassing. I know I said to never bring it up ever again, but Never Let Me Down Again would be my favorite of theirs.
Yours is stripped.
Yeah, they didn't play Stripped, did they?
They
did. Oh, you should write an email next time you come back. But yeah, this is Edge of 17 on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah. Remember me when you're the one who's silver screened. Remember me when you're the one you always dreamed. Remember me whenever noses start to bleed. Remember me, special needs. Just 19, a sucker's dream. I guess I thought you had the flavor. Just 19, a dream it seemed. With 6 months off of bad behavior. Remember me when you clinch your movie deal. Think of me stuck in my chair that has four wheels. Remember me through flash photography and screens. Remember me, special dreams. Just 19, a sucker's dream. I guess I thought you had the flavor. Just 19, a dream it seemed. With 6 months off of bad behavior. Just 19, a sucker's dream. I guess I thought you had the flavor. Just 19, a dream it seemed. With 6 months off of bad behavior.
fast. Let the chains all around me will fall away at last. And on that fine and fateful day, I will take me in my hand. I will ride on a train. I will be the visual man with light in my head. You in my arms.
Just heard Fisherman's Blues by the Waterboys, and before that was Special Needs by Placebo, and then before that was Behind the Wheel by Depeche Mode, and then I believe we started that set off with Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks. The Waterboys, I'm assuming you picked that just because of my last trip.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. So it was something with your last trip over to the UK and in Ireland, and it was, you know, such a unique experience for you that I thought I would add it in there.
Yeah, I thought it would have been Hole of the Moon, but I'm glad it was Fisherman's Blues. Yeah, so the story goes, my uncle told me to go to this one bar in Belfast, and it was the first one I went to, and the energy in the place was great. Like, everyone was singing, dancing, like, pretty drunk for 6 o'clock in the afternoon on a weekday. But yeah, it was great. And then this girl comes over to me and asks whether I'm alone. And basically we chat for about 15, 20 minutes. And then she invites me to a concert with her. And it was the Waterboys playing an outdoor venue, like in the middle of downtown Belfast. And I was like, well, I don't have any plans for the rest of the night, so I might as well go. And it was a really, really great time. And they put on a great show. They're a fairly old group, but like they could move and they sounded great. Everyone was having such a great time. Yeah. And then for Placebo, we went to go see them in Glasgow quite a few years ago.
Yeah, so that was 2018. We went to see Placebo. Went to see them at right in Glasgow. And I'd seen them when they first came out way back in the 90s. And they've been one of my favourite bands ever since. And then we all went to go see them last year down in... what's the name of that place we go to all the time?
History.
So they were down in History, and
Only last year?
That was last year, yeah.
Oh wow.
So yeah, I've seen them 3 times now, and every single time they're rock my world. So I've got a bit of a man crush on Brian Malfo, as you know. So yeah, like they're one of my go-to bands, and one of the bands that we kind of share the same experience.
Yeah,
with.
I think my big three growing up were a huge influence from you. It would be Muse, Biffy Clyro, and Placebo. And what we saw Muse 3 times, together three
yeah.
times.
Yeah, we've seen Muse.
And
times.
Then I've yet to see Biffy Clyro.
Yeah, well, please come back. Next year, hopefully next year if they come out. So it'd be good for you to go and see them finally, because they're something else.
Yeah, and then we've seen Placebo twice. So yeah, really, really, really cool. We're getting into the last set of the show. We've taken up quite a lot of time here, but I hope that you have enjoyed it as much as we have. But yeah, up next is one of your picks.
Yeah.
One of your personal picks has nothing to do with my life whatsoever. We're past that now. Yeah. We've done the 21 years.
Yeah.
Then I picked one for my mom as well, which I hope that you are excited to hear. Because I was like, oh, I have to do something. But yeah, up next is Street Spirits Fade Out by Radiohead, which I believe is one of your favorite songs.
It is.
Yeah, well, here it is, Radiohead on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Rows of houses all burned down on me. Touching me, oh, these things in two position. Oh, these things are one day swallow whole.
I started that set off with, oh, that was only two songs.
Yeah, it was.
It was only two songs. I guess I started off with Street Spirit by Fade Out, which was a song that you requested.
It was.
Dad. And then since I didn't receive any requests from Mum, I was like, let me think. What you gonna like? And so I put in a song from, I don't know if it's one of your favorite movies. I don't know if you've ever said that. I know Pretty in Pink is your favorite movie, but we already had Try a Little Tenderness in, which kind of doubled for that.
It's Streets of Fire is one of the movies that that I grew up with. I think my dad made my sister and I watch this on VHS over and over again. And while it, I suppose it maybe wasn't a popular movie or a well-known movie, it certainly held a place in part of our growing up, but it certainly does bring back memories. It's a good song.
Jim Steinman was a genius.
Yeah. I know. I feel like Jim Steinman has regularly become like a household name for us. As soon as we found out he did like Meatloaf and we went to go see the Meatloaf play. Yeah, Bat Out of the Hell. Yeah, and so I think that's it's a name that regularly appears in our trivia, our yearly trivia, I think.
Staple in our house.
Exactly, exactly. So yeah, I felt as though I had to put Nowhere Fast in for Mum. Not really fair to pick one song for you and then not do that. And then I picked the final song for today, which is for both of you, and I think it doubles as a great way to send everyone off into the weekend. And that being said, I do only have one song left for today, and then you will be released after 2 hours of hearing about my life.
It's a milestone year.
Exactly, it's a milestone year for me, and I guess getting to know me a bit more after being on air for a few years now. You get to build a bigger picture of me. But yeah, I hope that you enjoyed today's show. And if you didn't, that is awful. That sucks. I'm so sorry. But still, tune in next week because it'll be completely different and not 2 hours long. So you get your fill, but not too much. But yeah, so I got told that there are some special listeners at this moment anyway, which would be my aunt and uncle. So shout out to Auntie Claire and Uncle Jamie who are listening in Sheffield. Are they in Sheffield right now? They're all over the place all the time.
I think so. I'm not sure.
If you're home, yeah. hi. Yeah, and what I was saying about the Water Boys, that would be the uncle in question. So thank you very much for giving me that push for that experience. That was really, really cool. And to future family members who may be listening, because I'm sure a link will be sent out to the archive for cfrc.ca, hello to you as well. And please do not listen every single week. I don't think I would be able to take that, knowing that you would become regular listeners. But yeah, I've had a fantastic day. I'm very glad that my mom and dad got to come and join me here today. That's something that I think we've been trying to do since I started here. So yeah, have you enjoyed it?
Absolutely. As I mentioned right at the start, it's a unique experience. You know, you don't get to do this for your daughter every day. So for me, it's been really enjoyable. And I'm sure your mum echoes that sentiment.
Thanks for having us part of your journey.
It was my absolute pleasure. I had a lot of fun, and I hope that we get to maybe do this again. Maybe do a graduation.
A graduation special.
Episode. Oh, that would be tremendous. Yeah, maybe you'll see them back here in a few months for my graduation. That would be really, really cool. Yeah, like I said, only one song left for today, and it is for the two of you, and it is naturally a Cure song. If they come back next year, I will be there. We all three of us will go, not just the two of you this time. And it is Friday, I'm in Love. And like I said, just a fantastic song to send you off into the weekend, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I will see you back here next Friday at 2:00. This has been Whiplash. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Attention all creatives, join us at the Makers Meetup on October 1st from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Broom Factory. Whether you're a filmmaker, musician, digital creator, or just passionate about Kingston's creative scene, this event is the perfect opportunity to network, collaborate, and share ideas. Plus, we'll be revealing the official pairings for this year's Slate Music Video Program. Come see which local artists and production companies will be teaming up. Don't miss out on this exciting, free event. For more information, visit visitkingston.ca/music. See you there.
I've changed my mind time and time. Conflicting thoughts, debate what's for the better.
347,155,200 seconds. 5,785,920 minutes. 96,432 hours. 4,018 days. 574 weeks. 13 games. 11 long, excruciating years. That's how long it's been since the Queen's Gaels last experienced victory over their most hated rivals, the Western Mustangs. On Saturday, September 28th, 2024, 11 years to the day of their last victory, the Gaels get their next shot at Ontario's best. and CFRC will be there live to call all the action. Tune in at 12:45 p.m. for the pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
This September, KPP Concerts presents a stacked lineup of shows at the Broom Factory featuring everything from big-name acts to local gems. On September 12th, check out punk legends DOA with opening sets by The Meringues and Owl Farm. On September 13th, Kingston's own Oak Ridge Avenue hits the stage with Ottawa Rockers, The New Hires. On September 14th, pop-punk and emo cover band Strike Tyson will play alongside local acts Sonic Souvenir and Squid Pistol. September 15th, folk singer Katie Tupper will play a matinee with Kingston's own Luella opening the show. On September 16th, punk heavyweights Authority Zero and Belvedere with special guests Melon Ball are performing. On September 18th, the legendary Martha Wainwright plays live in Kingston. On September 20th, local rockers Cassador return to the Broom Factory with Sparrow Blue. On September 21st, Nova Scotia's Mo Kenny will play a show. And on September 28th, don't miss Virginia to Vegas with special guest Alex Porat. For more information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. For 50 years, the Banree Foundation has supported the continuing education of women at Queen's. Join Banree for its 50th anniversary gala on October 24th at 7 p.m. at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts. This event marks half a century of empowering women through education. Tickets are free, but registration is required. To reserve your spot, visit the Banree Center's website, follow Banree Center on Facebook and Instagram, or email brc@queensu.ca.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queen's community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queen's students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queen's community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
This is the Arrakis 12,000 System Board, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Join conversations that cross generations at Kingston Writers Fest, September 25th through 29th, 2024. Enjoy engaging discussions and readings with renowned Canadian authors in on-stage author events, writers' studio masterclasses, and special gatherings surrounding the stories and topics that matter to you, like Tanya Talaga, prize-winning journalist and author of Seven Fallen Feathers and the CBC Massey Lectures All Our Relations, Finding the Path Forward, who comes to Kingston Writers Fest with her new book, The Knowing, on September 27th. For more information, festival passes and single event tickets are available at kingstonwritersfest.ca. Student pricing for many events is available.
And you are listening to CFRZ 101.9 FM. We are located in Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, and it is now just turning 4 o'clock.